What did you progress to then?
Well, then I went into the research and development. And because I'd done a holiday job before I joined the company in Robinson Wax Papers, I knew a lot about printing and making of paper and cellophane and packaging, which was the up-and-coming thing in those days. And I got special, in the research and development department, I got special responsibility for developing packaging materials. And in fact, we were the first people to use polypropylene, reverse-printed polypropylene made by ICI and printed by, I think, Smiths of Whitehaven. And you had an inner liner, and this was a plastic that you could seal instead of cellophane. It was one of the first synthetic materials used for moisture protection, in fact, and packaging. Still used today. The other great thing was the fiber seal laminate paper, tissue wax laminate, which was used for packaging the crackers. That was done by Robinson Wax Paper in Bristol, where I learned the skills of the ins and outs of printing, flexographic, gravure, letterpress, the lot.
Was this applied very quickly afterwards?
Yes.
So in the 70s it was oh, yeah. Certainly being used?
Yeah, definitely.
And was there a whole section in Bishop Street where this was happening, or was it outside of the premises?
How do you mean?
I mean, did you have your own printing works?
Yeah, they did have a printing department, but they didn't. Can't remember what they printed a lot of stuff. I think we closed it down in the end. My department, much to various people's chagrin, but it wasn't really paying. Mm-hmm. You had to cut the corner somewhere.
And then you outsourced the.
Well, it always was mainly the main materials were outsourced always.
Yeah. Were you involved in the designing of the?
Yeah, well, I liaised with the design consultants.
Yeah,
that was one of my briefs.
Yeah,
they were a company called Talmadge from Crawley.
Oh yeah,
beside Gatwick Airport. I think Gordon Lambert brought them on board. And the advertising people were Mac Kyle and I can't remember the name of it. I don't know, I can't remember.
Right. And at what stage did Bolins join up then?
Well, they bought Bolins. You'd have to look up the date in the book. Yes. I can't remember. But I had a roving commission then to look after Bolins' affairs in terms of packaging and research and development and Bishop Street.
Mm-hmm.
So I was got responsibility in both areas.
And so you were also designing the packaging for...
Well, I wasn't. I was coordinating it between the... I was secretary of the Research and Development Committee, I think. Mm. It's a long time ago.
Yeah, but it's interesting to find out exactly how... Where were you sourcing the actual... materials, the paper itself? I mean, did that come from one of the...
That came from the supplier, whoever the printing or the packaging supplier was.
And who was the packaging?
Well, there were Smiths of Whitehaven, there was Robinson Wax Paper, there were of Bristol. There was boxes from Bailey Gibson, I think. Smurfits were on the up and they got the contract for the cases, the outer cases. When they made their own tins on site, tin making washing department. They sourced Christmas tins from Huntley Bourne and Stevens near Newton Le Willows, I think, between Liverpool and Manchester. Mm. They were the printed tins. That's as far as I can remember, anyway.
So there wasn't. Except for Smurfits, that was the only Irish company that was...
Bailey Gibson as well.
Oh, Bailey Gibson, yeah.
And there was a Smurfit printing place as well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit hazy in the dim distant past.
At what stage did your father resign from the company? Was he there all through Europe?
Well, no, he was in charge of the building of the Tala factory. Mm. That was a special brief. He was taken out of day-to-day management and heading up the whole team that coordinated the design and the building and everything else of the Tala factory before he was chairman.
And who were the architects that he worked with?
No idea.
And was the idea to move to Tala in the first place?
That was a board decision. I don't know who made that.
And you weren't sitting on that board?
No. I was never a director.
Yeah. And was you... So, but it was your father's idea, was it?
I don't know. It could have been.
And...
You see, they got limited in space. He also, after the war, he designed the sloping ovens because they were longer than that, so they were sloped up the side of the bakehouse to give them that extra reach, length.
Yeah.
But it was quite complicated because heat tends to rise. So you can easily burn your biscuits if you have a slopey oven, but they got round it somewhere or other. But Dad was very much into the engineering side. Yeah. And the engineering department was a special sort of project.
What other devices did he...
I can't remember.
But he took particular...
Yeah.
I suppose that was his skill.
The machine suppliers, he had a quite good association with those people as well. But there was a lot of cross-fertilisation between Jacobs Liverpool and Jacobs Dublin, and also they had the same machinery suppliers, so there was a very good cooperative. It was quite a social cooperation as well, actually, with some of the English directors, Baker Perkins and various other, Vickers, I think, is another, yeah, Vickers. Johnny Bewley would have filled you in more on that than I can. That'd be more his side of things.